Welcome back to the Training Day Podcast with Coach Haas. Make sure you listen to the trailer because we don't do intros. We're just diving right in because I'm busy just like you are. Two kids, working, all that good stuff. But I'm here to give you advice to help you look better, feel better, and perform better, whether that's weight loss, fat loss, muscle gain, all that, and just having a great bill of health as we enter to this or close out this 2022 going to 2023. So you know the New Year's rush is going to be very overwhelming, and we're here to eliminate that for you. Keep it super simple so you get the results you want. Okay, so as you know, today we're going to talk about my personal cut, the lessons I've learned, and how you can learn from my mistakes to get the results that you want and make sure that you're on track to success and avoid the mistakes. All right, so being a fitness professional, I would just say that arrogance is always a factor when I'm doing like a personal cut or a little experiment, because I feel like I know what I'm doing. I feel like I should be better than the average person when I'm doing coaching people, running an online internet-based fitness company, coach people in person. I just feel like I would have a leg up. You know, I feel like I'd have an advantage. But here's the reality of it. Even though I have like 3 certs, been published and worked in fitness for close to a decade and did all this and yada, 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 was a head coach, all that great stuff. The bottom line is that, you know, if you're out of practice, you're definitely not going to have the result. It's going to be much harder than anticipated. Not so much that you don't know what to do. It's just applying it to your life is extremely, that's the challenging part. Like, you know, calorie deficit, eat healthy, but what happens when you add in kids? What happens when you put in, when you add in work schedules and target runs and you know, just holiday parties, dinners, luncheons? It doesn't become as easy. So that's injuries. So getting into the holiday, the cut, like we talked about, I started to say at close to 187 on a dot. Can't remember. It was exactly a week ago. So today's the 12th. So it was the 6th. First, they had a luncheon of the cut. Funny. But my goal wasn't to really lose weight. It was just to get in the momentum. So week one was trash, as I talked about. And you can expect this as well. Week one was just straight, was a dumpster fire. I compared it to the New York Jets football. It's just terrible. Just getting back into the swing of things. My food log, I'll read you my first week real quick. So I write this right on a quick log email. So 6 a.m. at 12 p.m. I did a fast. I'm fasting. Then 12 p.m. I had 3 eggs, 2 English muffins and some coffee. Not too bad, with a protein shake. So that's not bad. Then we had 3 tacos, and then we had for dinner. And then I woke up. I was 185.4. So literally was down a pound and a half of water weight. And then peanut butter and jelly. Same thing, apple, banana. Now, the reason I'm doing this peanut butter jelly is because I'm on the go and I didn't meal prep. So it's just slightly irresponsible. 4 p.m. I didn't eat anything. 8 p.m. I had a meal prep over here in Long Island. So it was like some pulled steak and mac. Not bad. Then I had some ice cream. small ice cream, right, with my daughter. That was like at 11 p.m. I woke up. I was still only like 185.4, but that's generally what I'm eating. Super simple, kind of skimp. So you can see there's improvement there. Weight was maintained, but fluctuated. I will say the first week I had an injury. I thought I blew up my tricep. I was training in the gym. And on Tuesday, I was doing a great workout. I was feeling great. And then on, I think, Thursday, I woke up in an immense amount of pain. It was unbearable. Like, I thought I was going to go to the hospital. I think I mentioned before I couldn't pick up my daughter. So that was the first thing. So I explained what to do when you're working out with an injury. You got to focus on other things. But all right, so the Hassani cut, all right, we're going to get into the lessons after I just give you a little more content of the week, too. You know, and Amelia, as you know, my daughter Amelia, she doesn't give a shit about my injury. She wants to be picked up. She wants her hash browns. She wants to play, you know, just what it is. It's just the way of life. So I have obliged. I'm a smart man, so I oblige. So that's week one. Not the best week, honestly. A lot of errors, a lot of overcomplicating, overthinking, and not really preparing well. So now, when you think about it and you look back at week one, now we're thinking about it and we're like, okay, I know what we can improve. It's definitely nutrition. It's definitely planning ahead. It's definitely Taking it smarter workouts. I'm going to the orthopedic today. And side note, how do you know when to, like, see a professional when you get hurt? A doctor? First off, if the pain is lasting longer than, like, I would say a few days, two or three, if you can pinpoint it, like, if it's like, not in a general area, but you could just pinpoint it, like, this hurts right here, yeah, it wouldn't hurt to get an x-ray, and that's what I'm doing, x-ray today. Just in case, so you don't hurt yourself further. As you get older, you got to be smarter. All right, so week two, diving in, right? So Wednesday night, that's usually my prepared night. I'm probably going to have to make it Thursday night because, once again, unfortunately, when I had to go to a funeral, so I didn't have the time to prepare as fast as I'd like. And messed up my prep, but it's fine. So week two, we're waking up. You know, that's this week. Now we know what to expect, right? We know that during the fast, I'm going to be starving at 11 a.m., so get food ready so I don't have to think about what to eat when I'm starving, because that all leads to hell, crashing and burning. So peanut butter and jelly is usually the go-to for lunch, and with a protein shake, because in a piece of fruit, because it's very quick, it's simple, I don't have to think about it, right? First meal of the day, probably busy after emailing some meetings. So that's what I'm doing. So meal one is already done. Focused on the quick foods, high protein, something I don't have to really prepare because I don't. For the workouts coming up on week two, sticking to, everything is revamped now. Concerning week one, didn't really go as planned. No, the compliance was trash. And that's because of injuries like we talked about, and just I guess it just didn't fit. So this is the point of checking in. So week two, I'm focusing on cardio, right? So zone two cardio, which is just, for those who don't know, it's basically doing cardio that you can do at it like a talking pace. Like if you were just talking about MMA or the weather or that coworker who just is annoying, or that client, like, you know, coaches, you know, when you're thinking about that client, like, what the hell is this guy talking about? He asks you what you're talking about. You can get on a call, conference call, whatever. That's like zone two cardio. So incline walking, 3 incline, 3 speed, 30 minutes. I prefer rowing. You can box. I think boxing is fantastic. You can swim. Can do some, you know, anything, jump roping, whatever gets you going. Now this is how you not only maintain heart health, but this keeps you in momentum. This burns the fat for you, the extra fat. You're doing 30, 60, 90. You're doing a minimum of 90 minutes in zone two cardio this week. I'm talking myself, Haas. All right, so I'm doing that. It's going to eliminate the rush when I'm working out, because when I'm working out, I'm rushing because I'm short on time doing it, like during it, like my lunch. So it's like stuff is rushed, and I'm rushing through the workout. And I think that's why I'm getting hurt, because I'm lifting heavy weight. I'm rushing. Form may not be the best. I'm pulling, tweaking a lot of stuff. So I think that's going to eliminate that. So zone two cardio, we'll say Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or have a floating day, Wednesday, Thursday. And then, if I need it, Saturday. You know, that's the point of that. But zone two cardio 3 times a week. And then lifting will be 4 p.m. and 4 p.m. on Thursday and Friday. The reason is because it's a lighter traffic. It's it's not as much people there Friday and Thursday night. So I don't have to worry about, like, how many sets you got, bro? How many sets you got? What you got left? You know, how many, you know, can I jump in? I'm waiting on that. And everything's just fine. I can just do what I need to do, get in and get out. Warm up properly, be safe, not rush, and probably go out to eat, you know, because Friday night, at this point, Friday night, I'm not going to meal prep. I'm probably going to have a little something that I like, especially if I've been in compliance all week. I think that's okay. And I just heard a podcast from a guy named Alan Argon, who's basically like the man. He's like the GOAT of nutrition in the industry, so nutrition-wise, so. He said it's okay for 80-20, so it's okay. I believe that guy. All right, so that's week two. And the goal is to have more compliance, to not get injured, to focus on, you know, performance and feeling better. Not so much weight loss, but getting in routine. That's how you're going to get these. That's how you're going to maintain these results. This is why the cut, it's like it's a cut, but cuts are only to get you started. And then you follow through in your maintenance phase, which is to keep the results. So that's week two. I'm excited about that. Now, at 10 minutes in, we'll talk about the three tips that you're going to take away to get better results right now in your 2022 goals. From the Hasonic Cut, just drinking some water. You probably heard that. So this is what you're going to do. And this is what I had. This is what I'm doing, right? You're going to identify two habits. You're going to build from two habits. You're going to add. You're going to start with one habit week one. Mine's was meal prepping, focused on the food schedule. Now it's workout, like activity. Those are my two habits. First one I would suggest for you is always going to be food, because I think that's the hardest. Working out is kind of, people working out is kind of easy because you just get to the gym and work out. But eating right, figuring out how it flows in your life is generally hard. So that's what I had to focus on the first week, the food scheduling. So now that you have those, that first habit, that second habit, now you're combining those two habits and you're going to just work with those. These are how you guarantee results. These habits guarantee results. Next habit will probably be sleep for me. I don't know how realistic that is, but whatever. So you're going to build your habits up, starting with one, and you're just going to progressively overload those habits like we talked about before. That's how you get those results. So throughout the cut or after, you're like a well-oiled machine. You know what to do. You know what to eat. You know what to work out. You know how it's going to figure out. You already know ahead of time so that it's not too much guesswork. You're just executing. And that's the point of that. So week one and two, maybe even week three, it's just stabilizing these habits in your life. Number two, don't rush the results. So what that means is, if you've been working out for a week or two and you're just like, I don't see any results. It's not working. Yada, yada, yada. Everybody's losing weight but me. I need to lose a pound a week because that's the goal. Yeah, maybe. But, you know, when you think about it, a week or two of not, in your opinion, seeing any results, which is problematic because you're going to work out more. You're going to try to work out more and eat less, like maybe 2 a days, which I think is stupid. The results will come. Like some days you'll be there, some days you won't. You know, just be patient. Rushing results is only going to end in injury, low motivation, low compliance, irritation, aggravation, desperation tactics like poop pills, waist trainers, and all that. Just take it slow. It's better to overperform your first 3 weeks, like you're not getting, like feel like you're just killing it and it's too easy, as opposed to dying within those first 3 weeks. Because if you feel like it's too easy, then you can slowly add on, you know, and build yourself up. If you feel like it's too hard, you're gonna be like, oh god, this workout, all because you want to rush results. Don't rush results. You want what we call eternal results. You want results that last for a lifetime. And you do that by following step one of this and adjusting your expectations to eternal results. You want results that you're going to look back in your 60s and people like, what the hell have you been doing? How much cardio do you do? You're going to keep it simple. Like, it's part of my lifestyle. I don't even know anymore. I just do it. That's what you want. All right. So that's number two. Number three, more practical advice. You're going to create an unbreakable structure or routine. Now, what do I mean by that? That means by the first 4 weeks, 3 weeks of your cut, you know what to do. So don't even think about it. It's unbreakable. If you're going to work out at 12 o'clock, work out at 12 o'clock every day. Don't even think about it. Just do it. It's unbreakable. It's no matter what happens, this is going to happen, right? As much as humanly possible. You know, stuff comes up. I get it. But so what does that mean? First meal, you're going to eat, work out, you know, whatever the case is, you're going to create a unbreakable structure or routine and do this every day, at least 6 days out of the week, I should say. I'm going to create a little screenshot I can show you, but that's what you need to do. This is just going to get you from overwhelmed to just getting to work. I would keep it simple. Don't worry about. I got a funny story. I was training this lady in person, right? And I noticed that clients love to talk about the shit that they cannot account for. For example, I had a client ask me about her insulin levels after she ate and if she was in fat burning zone with her heart rate monitor and all that. And I was just like, you know, she basically was like, well, if I don't eat, my insulin levels will be lower and I'll burn more body fat. So my body fat will be used as fuel and therefore I would lose more body fat or weight. And of course, she was a health professional. So when it comes to arguing with health professionals, that's just a whole nother story. Now, the concept with that is really good. Low insulin levels, they're not raised, you're in a fat burning zone, yada, yada, yada. But here's the thing, right? Going back to what people love to talk about that they can't measure, right? How can you tell how high your insulin levels are from how you personally respond to, say, some toast in the morning or oatmeal, right? Stuff like that, call them low GI foods. It's basically sugar levels, how they monitor sugar levels, right? Like, who knows? That's a recommended pre-workout. Who knows how your body's going to respond to that? So you're asking your fitness coach to explain to you why, if you have high insulin levels or low insulin levels based off your pre-workout food. Who the hell knows? You would have to get a lab, some blood work, like all that stuff is that. So you can play in that gray area of insulin levels low and yada yada research, which there's so much gray area in research about working out fasted, whether it's more effective or not. But the whole goal is this. What really matters in your fitness level is not it's not so much your insulin levels at such a low point. It's basically consistent lifestyle changes through a routine. So yes, your insulin levels can be low while you're fasting. That's great. But if you, say, get nauseous when you're working out, or your workouts are going to shit because you're fasting all day, why, you know, the quality of your workouts is affected because you're not eating, you have no fuel, then I would say rethink that. What really matters in your fitness journey is having this unbreakable structure. Me and her would always talk about this, you know, and they want to argue clinical gray area advice. Not they, but like just overall. And it's just like people love arguing 30, 40 minutes of that. But it's just like you could spend that 30, 40 minutes meal prepping, staying in zone two cardio, you know, focusing on your form, focusing on how to get ahead of a busy work week and fit your lifestyle in that, right? Or have a busy work week fit in your lifestyle, vice versa. So build an unshakable routine. We'll talk about faster cardio a whole nother day. I don't want to get into that too much anymore. But a routine that is unbreakable, right? Whether you're going fasted or unfasted, I don't think it matters. I prefer to eat some food before I train. It makes me feel better and perform better. Maybe you're different. And once again, everybody's different. So that's that. All right. I don't want to blabber on too much. Got my daughter sleeping in the back and maybe we could hear. All right. So if you have any questions, make sure you email the show. It's right now to sana.adkins@gmail.com. I'll put the email in the show notes. We're going to be on Apple, iTunes, Anchor, and Spotify. We'll post a link. Give it a follow. If this helped, share it with one person. If it didn't help, keep it to yourself. You know how that goes. Let's go Giants. We're in a playoff chase. Hopefully we win soon, but we just got our ass beat by the Phillies, by the Eagles, I mean. And the Mets are signing anybody, throwing money. Maybe they'll get it together. All right. And of course, I have to say MMA judging is terrible. That's all. We'll say it there. Follow, like, subscribe. Talk to you soon.